Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our award-winning friend, Anna Murray, back on the show. Anna is an awesome expert in the world of technology, and she defies the odds when it comes to her industry. You know, there's the whole issue of women in the technology industry, and she's been a trailblazer there for a long time now. She's the author of The Complete Software Project Manager. Also, her novel is called Greedy Heart. That's also won winning awards. And she's our good friend, Anna Murray. Welcome back.
Nice to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back, as always. So I've been learning about NFTs, non-fungible assets. I'm sorry, tokens, non-fungible tokens. And this is something most people don't know about. Maybe I've been reading about it more recently. But this is a different way to take possession. I'm putting that in air quotes of something, could be a work of art or whatever. But it's kind of taken the world by storm in a way. And tell us about it. Tell us what a non-fungible asset token is.
So it is a crazy. It strikes a lot of folks, myself included, when we first hear about it. This is crazy thing. So a non-fungible token is basically like you can imagine like a GIF or a meme that you might have on your computer, share on Facebook. It's, mm-hmm. So the asset itself is digital, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could print it, but the fundamental part of the asset is that it's digital. And that's the token part. And the non-fungible part means it's unique, because we have this technology, which we could talk about in a minute, but I'll just parking lot that for a second. We have this technology called blockchain,
mm-hmm.
which is
the foundational technology of Bitcoin. Go ahead.
Of Bitcoin, correct. It's a way to ensure a transaction is unique. So therefore, if you I make a GIF, let's say I just do a little scribble, and I sign in Anna Murray, and I use blockchain to send it to you, Jim Blasingame, you will be the unique owner of that particular digital asset.
Mm-hmm.
The end. That is what a non-fungible token is.
If you're an artist and you take a canvas out and you create something, it could be a work of art, depending on who's looking at it, and it's the only one in existence, and I give it to you or sell it to you, it only exists in that one way. And you're saying that this digital thing only exists in this one way, only in this one place, and I have it now because I just did it. But if I give it to you in a blockchain, it could be yours, and you would pay me for it, and nobody else would have it. Is it the same way that my art in my collection would be?
Correct. The difference is that with a non-fungible token, with art, let's go back to the art example. Let's say I'm a very famous painter on Banksy or somebody like that. A very hip, famous painter,
mm-hmm.
and I create something for you, and I give it to you. What you have to ask yourself: what establishes the uniqueness of that thing? You and I had a conversation; we know each other. You recognize me, but if you try to sell that on to somebody else, they're going to be say, "Hey, Jim, where's the paper trail on that
mm-hmm.
thing?" And you're going to say, "Here's the paper trail," and they're going to say, "Are you sure?"
Well, art fraud is an industry, and it has been now for 300 years, probably.
Exactly. Yeah. People can forge the provenance.
But you can't forge an NFT, right?
Correct. Correct. So that is what makes it for the folks that are paying, in one case, $69 million
for something that token. some kind of digital image that's only available one time. And folks, this is something that's going to become democratized. I see this, Anna, as a way of getting blockchain, the understanding of blockchain, down to the masses. I see this happening.
I agree with you. All of these uses help everyone to understand the fundamental use and value of blockchain. And
which in my opinion is the future of trust in the digital age. I think blockchain type technologies are the future of trust in the digital age. Quick break, 20 Tail, right back with Anna Murray. I'm Jim Plessingame. By the way, her book, Greedy Heart, is now an award winner. Oh Lord,
stuck in a Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.